Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
What's up, baby?
Another night, another show.
It's late. I'm very tired.
We just realised, Abby, I don't know how to describe this without sounding interesting, but Abby just yelled out my name. I don't think she said my name as my full name in like months.
Yeah, like
so
usually
it was very weird.
Sluggy, or I just go,
oi.
Not even oi, I just go, eh. And it's like turning you on, not turning you on.
No, it's not, mate.
No, I meant
what
like,
Why do you do that? Then you vomit you talk about it.
I meant like clicking a button and it's like, Rowan, activated. You know what I mean? If I go, eh, then you listen to me is what I'm saying. Like your ears perk up when I go.
Prick up there for sure.
Yeah, because you know that I'm going, eh.
I know, it's there.
Yes, that's what I was saying. But yeah, cool. Exciting show. I see in here there's a Post Malone update, which I don't know. So
To be fair, I don't actually know what it is either. Mm. So I'm looking forward to hearing what that is. Max knows what it is, and he's smirking weirdly about it. So I wonder if it's actually going to happen. It might happen.
Because I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're all trying to gym me up, but it's okay.
Well, full honesty, I don't know what's happening.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, mate, you might be able to. Maybe that's why we're going. Maybe that's why they sent us the ticket.
I actually don't know if I want to do it anymore. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay, all right. We'll do it later. Chattagrees is back as well. Peking Duck are on the show. Yes.
Oh, I love Peking Duck.
Got
my best friends of all time.
A bit awkward. I've got my Kelly Holiday shirt on.
That's so embarrassing.
Looks like a loser fan now.
Because everyone, Kelly Holiday, who's been on Australian Made, check it out on YouTubes. He is one half of Peking Duck, but his name is also Adam Hyde. It's all very confusing.
All very confusing.
But it all makes sense.
Next, though, we're going to talk about what happened on Maths, because Maths is back.
I wish I watched it.
Yeah, totally. Me too.
I didn't, though.
All right, we're going to talk about that next. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
So, Married at First Sight. There's been some drama.
Oh, no.
I know.
Not on Maths.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely crazy. Basically, one of the contestants has been told, well, she's not in a good mood.
Oh, she's not happy.
Something bad has happened. Well, not a good mood. Something annoying has happened and rude has happened. So should we play a little clip?
Yeah, for sure.
Having arrived in the Whitsundays, Jessie's nitpicking has already knocked the couple off course. After an incident en route at Sydney Airport, in which Jessie told his new wife to shush.
Oh
my God.
I know that feeling.
I would lose my mind if someone told me to shush.
Would you? Interesting.
I would lose my absolute mind if someone told me to shush.
Interesting.
Bit of shush, please.
Bit of fun.
Bit of shush? Put your fader down. Like, shush. It's a pun.
That's not what I was talking
about.
Anyway,
shush.
Yeah, it's the stuff I have to put up with guys being on this show with Abby. Bit of shush. That's it. Actually, you know what? As a package, that sounds disrespectful.
I don't care, mate. Shush.
Why would you care? Because I'm just your little button monkey.
Yep.
While you get your radio things happening.
Yeah.
Not even barely a person, just like, oh, shush. Do as I say.
But the thing is, I want to know the context around those shushes. Were you being painful?
No, I'm never painful.
I think you probably were being painful.
Well, you're being painful. I don't
know. In one of those, I say turn your fader down, which is quite extreme, which makes me think you were doing something very annoying.
No, I was just.
If I said turn your fader down.
No, it's because you didn't like the opener that you used to like, but now you've just decided you don't like it. Like I'm meant to be a mind reader or something.
But I told you I don't want music to play underneath when I speak.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
So I actually did tell you that.
Whoa. Oh, sorry.
I actually did tell
you
that.
I'll put that in my little black book of what Abby likes and doesn't like, so I don't get it wrong next time, master.
But you're so jazzy.
Well, sometimes it just oozes from my hands and I just get jazzed.
Yeah, but you're so jazzy, but then you forget to turn the music down.
Yeah,
but and then when I say shush, I'm the bad one.
You are the bad one because it's so mean and disrespectful.
I think people, honestly, just need to use shush more. I've actually turned a corner here. Oh. Actually turned a corner because I think it isn't okay to tell someone to shush unless you know them well. Also, I don't say in a shush way that's actually shush. It's our shush.
That's actually bullshit.
Bit of shush, please.
Bit of fun.
Ready?
Bit of shush. Put your fader down.
That bit there was.
Yeah, because
so
you were annoying me. What was the context? Did anyone know?
Okay, so you're allowed to be mean and disrespectful if I'm annoying you.
I'm not being mean. Okay. Babe, don't play it again.
I will.
Babe, shush. Bit of shush, please.
Bit of fun.
Bit of shush. Put your fader down. Like shush. It's a pun.
That's not what I was talking about.
Anyway,
mate.
Shush. You know what it is?
To be fair, I think that second last shush actually wasn't at me. I think you were just being shush. You were just saying shush.
I also think that when I say a bit of shush, please, that's me. That's like, shut up. Like a fun way.
I can't get over the second one.
Hey, can you stop talking over me, please? Shush. Bit of shush.
Shush.
Put your fader down.
Yeah, that second one is, it feels like a bit of a stab.
Yeah, because you were being, I remember being painfully annoyed because you didn't put your fader down.
Oh, sorry for breathing and living. Unbelievable scene.
No, but he's told her to shush because she's speaking too loudly, which is really mean.
Okay.
Mine's because you're speaking at all.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield and her assistant, the star.
Hot Nights Podcast.
That's right, Abby Chatfield.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Now this I'd like to see.
Say it again.
No, Abby.
Play guitar for you and me.
Oh, just rocking out.
Can I just double check? Is this noise okay or do you want it a little bit quieter?
No, turn it off.
Okay, go on. As you please. Dobby does as Dobby's told. Hey, Max, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just flagging. I did say probably 6 or 8 months ago, I don't like the music behind when I'm talking. Did I not?
No.
Then everyone goes, that's what we've always done. And I go, it doesn't matter. It's Abby's show. Abby gets a shush.
No, I say shush again.
Sorry, I'm also a rock star.
That's Max, right. You can talk and I'll press buttons as I'm needed.
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect. Okay, so Max, now that we're not talking to Rowan.
Yeah.
Can you tell Rowan to please, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want to tell him
to do something. Recap where we're at?
Yeah.
Rowan, could you please recap for listeners and for Abby where we're at in terms of Abby, why she's learning guitar, and where we're at today?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my mic doesn't work anymore. How funny. So basically what's happening is...
Rowan, please turn your mic on.
No, it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, now it works. Lucky. Right. Where are we at with it? You're learning Post Malone songs. And how are you going? I think you're doing quite well.
Why? Anyway, I'll do it because that was wrong. So we're doing it because I wanted to meet Post Malone.
And
I saw a fan held a sign up that says, I can play Stay on guitar, which I can't. And then he said, get up here. And they played guitar together and they sung and it was beautiful. And I knew that he would do no press ever. And therefore I said, maybe I can get a sympathy vote by constantly learning guitar. Now, didn't do it very much, but I can play one song, the lick, competently. I can almost play Feeling Whitney, but I probably need all day tomorrow to practice.
You might need all day tomorrow to practice.
Why is that?
So we have been chasing this interview for a very, very long time.
Yes, like 8 months.
8 months, yes. We've had everyone involved. Like we've had Tots involved. We've had all the music directors here involved. We went through the label at first.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
And we got to know.
Oh, thank God.
And then
oh.
Then we went through his touring group.
Who
and we
are.
And we also got a no.
Okay, great. Oh,
yeah.
Don't make me scared. I actually don't want to do it anymore. Okay.
And then you got invited to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Post Malone.
Yes, which we're very excited about.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I decided to reply to that saying, Abby and Rowan would love to go. Thanks for inviting them. Also, if there's any chance on getting a, 5 minutes with Abby and Post, she is desperate for a chat. She's been learning to play his songs on guitar in the hope of getting
an interview. I did see that email, to be fair. I did see it. It was very well worded, actually, Max.
I know it's pretty pie in the sky, but I'm asking anyway.
Okay.
The lovely man replied from Live Nation, saying that copy that re-interview time. I've passed on to the tour publicist. We'll keep trying. We'll let you know. ASAP.
Okay.
Right.
Great. I'm actually, I don't want to do this anymore. So I think we should just cancel it.
What?
I'm feeling a bit sick, guys. I don't think I can go.
And I have had a phone call today. Rowan, we may need a drone here.
Oh my God, I'm going to wee myself because either way I'm stressed. If it's a no, I'm sad. If it's a yes, I'm stressed.
Abby Chatfield.
Yes.
When you go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone.
Yes.
You will not be meeting Post Malone.
Oh, thank God. Okay, honestly, I'm actually so relieved. I mean, I'm sad, but I wasn't up to par. And you know what? That's fair enough. He probably saw the rehearsal and he went, it's not good enough, but I have an alternative option.
Ooh, you do?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, all I want is to play with Post Malone. That's all I want, right?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well. We're going to see him live and we're going to be technically in the same room as him.
Yeah.
We're going to be physically there when he's jamming. Now, we all know he's going to play Circles.
Oh, no.
He won't play Feeling Whitney because that's from his first album.
He may not.
So I think in the presidential suite.
You can't take a guitar.
I should bring my guitar.
They won't let you in with a guitar.
We can try.
We can ask. If not, I can just. I can get Guitar Hero on my phone.
you could do that. Yeah.
And I'll.
Then the president will turn around and go, shut up!
I'll go. You shush.
Oh, no.
Get out of my suite. That's good.
That's beautiful, Abby.
I can't believe I felt like we were close there.
But I felt like we were close as well. But honestly, I was going to wee. I actually might have pissed myself if you said yes, because I would have been like, I can't play these songs. But I just want to give one final update on me playing Feeling Whitney, because no one believed that I could do it.
Yeah.
And I can't really do it, but listen to how much better I've gotten. And I also will say, our friends Peking Duck said that I was doing a really good job. I need to sit, though, because it's a lot of finger work.
Okay.
Thanks freaking out.
What's going on over there?
We're just putting things out. So, first of all, I'm obviously going to take the guitar. Do you reckon I can sneak in a ukulele?
Maybe.
Listen to how good I've gotten.
Okay.
You have Feeling Whitney there, you don't do, in the system. I feel like I should play up my phone though first, one sec. Okay, that's the reference.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, yeah, it's Post Malone. Ready?
Yeah.
I've been looking for some.
Yeah, that's the vape. You're vaping now, I didn't know that.
Ambiance.
Unbelievable.
Wait. Oh, my finger's on the wrong string.
Haven't we all been there before? It's pretty good.
Then the next.
There you go.
Then this next one, my finger isn't strong enough. And I actually was playing it for Jimmy and Nath before. And Jimmy said, you'll get there. And I said, I've got less than a day.
it's tomorrow, Jim.
You won't get there. But can we just give me a round of applause or something for being able to learn how to do this?
You get a yay. Okay, so then now we surprise her tomorrow actually with Post
Malone. No, I'm not going to bring the guitar. I also think that maybe we should now have a new goal.
Okay.
When Lime caught a yuck.
Oh, yeah, all right. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, we'll figure it. Guys, I've got a guitar. I've gotten things down pat. I think if Mr. Renfrew, I think the next goal should be more achievable. I think we should have, who do I love? Who do I? What? Have you guys heard of the 1975?
Oh, God, here we go.
Matty Healy.
Nah, that'd be embarrassing because I want him to want to give me a kith. But
okay.
Lime Cordial don't care what they think. Do you think we could learn a Lime Cordial song if they come in for Australia?
You've got until like March, April.
There you go.
New goal alert.
Hot nights. Let me chat for you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Oh, cat's cat. Meow, meow.
I want my voice to come back.
Yeah, it's going, isn't it?
It's gotten better, but now it's like I can't, everyone goes, ah, rest. I go, all of my million jobs require me talking. I can't rest.
No rest for the wicked.
Sorry, had to have some water because my voice is gone. Anyway, categories. Here's what happens. The first category is the category. It's my category. It is literally whatever I want. It can be what was the last text I received and from who. If you don't like that, don't DM us at Hot Nights with Abby with your special category because I don't really want to be involved with someone like you. The second category is the contestants' category. It is whatever they like within reason. It cannot be something like, oh, who's on my favourites list on my phone? I don't care. Don't know. What are you talking about? That's really weird of you to have that as your category. The third category is the miscellaneous producers category chosen by our producers. Who chose it today? Kira!
Oh, really? I don't know if I believe that. Okay. So what, so you could sleep? Is that what you say? Oh, you're sick of the concrete.
Oh, grow up, Kira.
Oh, God. All right.
It's your own doing.
So hey, that's not a bad category.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Playing for $150 Tubes voucher. Elise, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
How are we?
You ready to play?
I am.
All right,
okay.
Elise.
All right, okay, all right. Question number one, Abby's category, names as buzzers, guys. The category is the 1975 songs.
Elise, do you like the 1975?
I do.
Okay.
I don't think my knowledge is going to be great, though.
Well, who knows? This is the thing. I am fearful because they have a lot of songs, and honestly, some of them are just sounds.
Good.
Some of them are just like, and you go, boring, next. And I don't know what some of them go. Yeah.
All right.
One of them has a 2-minute silence in the middle. We have to wait, like surprise credits at the end.
Oh,
we have to wait for the song at the end, yeah.
So you think your song's stopped and then you...
Silence!
And it jumps in. Okay.
They'll wind you.
So artistic and fun.
He's so... Anyway.
Here comes the question. Here we go. Names as buzzers. Which song did the 1975 almost give away to One Direction?
Oh, Abby.
Abby.
I have no idea. Is it Girls?
Is it Girls? Not Girls.
Because they're just girls.
Elise.
Breaking hearts.
Yes.
Do you want to have a go? Do you know any songs?
I have no idea.
Okay. It was...
Is it
the
clue?
You don't get it, but you can have a go at it.
Is it the sound?
It is the sound.
And I know you're around because I know the sound. I know the sound of your heart.
It's definitely the sound. All right. Question number two is Elise's category. Elise, and that is The Simpsons.
I don't, you know what I, you know, Elise, I'm going to say something that might hurt you right now. I hate when people make their personality quoting The Simpsons.
Other
episode and I go, oh, I was 4 when I was watching it. Elise, are you that type of person?
Sorry, Elise.
It's all good. It's all
oh, so you do quote The Simpsons.
Yeah, she, I think she might.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think
sorry, Elise. It really grinds my gears. And then people act like I'm the weird one and I go, sorry.
All right.
What if I quoted Law and Order SVU, you know?
Okay.
I'll forgive you.
Here
right.
comes the question. Which American band made a cameo in the 2007 Simpsons movie?
Abby.
Abby.
Ellie.
Hang on, Ellie. Hang on.
I haven't met English, though. I think this is wrong. Oh, Rolling Stones. No, The Who.
No, neither of them.
Weren't The Who in an episode?
Might have been. Elise, what do you want to have a go at?
Green Day?
It was Green Day.
I'm a son of Rachel Love. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got that wrong.
That's all right. One to Elise.
The Jesus of suburbia, the Bible love.
All right, question number three. The random category as chosen by Kira. Stats to Kira.
Kira's actually really pandered to me with these questions and answers, and I just have gotten it all wrong, so love you, Kira. But...
The random category is worldwide commonalities. Wow. Worldwide commonalities. All right, okay. Names as buzzers. Abby, you need to get this one right for an extra question.
Okay.
Here comes the question.
Yep.
The most common name in the world is what?
Abby.
Abby.
Muhammad.
It is Muhammad. one all, which would say all or nothing.
I think it is an all or nothing.
Wow.
Which is, wow, it's so much pressure.
All or nothing. Sorry, Elise, all or nothing.
How are you feeling, Elise?
I'm feeling pretty dusty, but I'm doing good.
Okay, all right. That's a bit about the game. All right. Max is back. Back on air, Maxie.
Oh, God, we can't get this game get through this game without a question from me, can we?
No.
Here we go. Okay. This category is problem solving.
Problem solving. Okay, all right. Names as buzzers still.
Names as buzzers.
Okay.
If the time was 11:35 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and I said I'd see you in half an hour, what time would it be? Abby.
12:05 p.m.
That is correct.
Sorry, Elise.
That's okay.
Wow. Brother Abby.
Gallant effort.
Elise, I'm really sorry for offending you then beating you.
No, it's okay. It's all right. As long as you give Mr. Handsome a cuddle for me.
I give him a kiss. Do you have any Simpsons quote to take us out?
Sorry, what?
Do you have a Simpsons quote to take us out?
Oh, no, because you won't appreciate.
No, all good. Oh, it's all right. Okay, no worries, Elise.
I'm sorry
you
for that.
That's all right. No, it's okay. You want to play categories at Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield, send through your expert category. Send it through. That's how you play, and that's how you potentially beat the Chatfield. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Do you know how the rental market at the moment, Ab's, not great?
Oh, it's cooked. You've had drama. My sister's had drama.
Jolie had drama. Mm. A lot of drama. Like Lucy and I went to look for that place. 70 people looking for it. 70. And they just dropped the, if you missed it, they just dropped the listing and just relisted it for like $150 a week more.
So crazy.
Just like, oh, maybe we priced it wrong. No.
No.
You didn't. You priced it correctly. And you saw that maybe there was a lot of people that wanted
more money.
It.
Yes.
So, yeah. So
and that drives up every other pricing in that area as well.
Everywhere.
Then if that two-bedroom place is getting $1,000 a week, they'll go, oh, okay, well, that means it's the new market value.
Totally. Like Lucy and I have conversations all the time and it's like, it's all just like, oh, but like that just sounds like too much. It's like, well, that's the market now. Like that's what's happened.
But it's quickly getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Because also landlords are acting like, so I actually saw a TikTok about this, but a painful sentence, but someone said that landlords are all increasing their rent in order to quote unquote cover costs, acting as though buying a property is a completely risk-free investment.
Right.
They're acting as though they have the right to have no risk and only make profit from this investment.
Yeah.
When actually they should deal with the increase in interest rates in their own way.
It's not risk-free.
If you can't afford to keep that property despite interest rates and it's your second or third property, sell the property.
Yeah.
You're hoarding property and you can't even afford it unless you are price gouging.
Correct. Yeah, which is
weirdos.
Ridiculous. Weirdos. Mm. But Lucy sent, because in between all the other apartments she's sending and stuff, she sent me, she forwarded on this DM that she saw, forwarded on this post she saw on Instagram, and it was a guy on Reddit posted his like rental application, and they started putting in like, he wrote here like, armchair psychology. So it's like a survey on like what the tenant would be kind of like, you know. Question number 5 is I see myself as someone who, and like question 6.
So it's like an online Google Doc.
Totally. So it's like you kind of, not only are you putting that in with your reference letters and you're applying, you also like doing like a survey, and I guess by your score, they will decide if you're right. Isn't that bizarre?
What the hell? I see myself as somebody who can be somewhat careless or tends to be quiet. I mean, they're not the antithesis of each other.
No.
Someone can be careless and quiet. Someone can be loud and careful. What do you mean?
Also,
I see myself as someone who is a reliable worker or likes to cooperate with others. That also is similar things.
That doesn't really say much about anyone really either. And, you know, wouldn't you just lie to think what the best one that the tenant would want anyway? That's the landlord? Just lie.
Well, it's also like what answer are they looking for? They're looking for someone who is a reliable worker or someone who likes to cooperate with others. Which one is preferable? Which one?
That's
out of those two.
Depends who you are. But like,
I see myself as somebody who never stretches the truth or doesn't neglect my duties. What do you mean? They're not opposites. They're not even different. They're not even related.
Some people would be applying for 10 apartments, houses a week. Like this, getting this after a few months of all these rejections would be so, 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 so deflating. Because you think, I'm not going to win this. How am I supposed to get through this? I mean, to be fair, like Lucy and I are probably, we'll be okay. Like we're looking at the places, we're like, we'll find somewhere. And the places I've been looking at are like mostly, you know, only really like two bedrooms. But all the three bedrooms I go to, packed.
Yeah.
And two bedrooms, not as packed. So people want like a lot more room and stuff. And that makes sense. I would too. But I think we'll be, looking a bit, we'll be okay. But for people that are like, you know, having to get out of a place straight away or, you know, landlords are selling because it's getting hard. Like you said, they're selling it so they have to move out or they're going, oh, we're not going to renew your lease because we're going to pump this bad boy up by another $150, $200, which is also happening
like
a lot.
We had a caller that called up and I think it went from $360 a week to $640 a week.
That's right. They just about doubled it, didn't they?
Yeah. Was that the Hunter?
Yeah.
It wasn't Hunter. Even, was it the Hunter?
Yeah, it was the Hunter.
It definitely wasn't a city.
No, it was definitely the Hunter. You're right. Because it wasn't a big area.
No. And we were like, what?
How does it double in the Hunter?
And then there were other people that called up and they said that that woman took it off the market to then put it back. No, they ended her lease and then said, well, if you want to pay the new market value, you can stay.
Yeah, which is bonkers.
But now this added element is just absolutely nuts. It's nuts. It's also weird. It's a weird.
It's just a weird thing.
Well, it's also quite discriminatory, and it's also it makes people rely on having a computer to be able to do this, which is another issue in people who have low income. If you don't have a computer, you can't apply.
You
can apply. You know, obviously it's much harder, but.
But then when they stand there with a clipboard and go, "Are you? Yeah, if you're at the office.
And having access to Google Docs, having access to a phone you can do this on or a computer you can do this on. I mean, I know that all applications now are online, but you still can if you really need to go in and print out a tenancy thing.
But then they could be like, well, why wouldn't you have a phone? It's like, oh, mate, well, come on, you know. Like, and then that could be poorly against you, which is so unfair.
Yeah. Some of the responses to this Reddit thread are people commenting, I see myself as somebody who, A, is desperate for the human right to shelter and therefore easily exploitable, or B, is looking at rentals with a different real estate agency.
Oh my God, that's a, I don't know, it was another deflating thing to read. I think, like I said, I think Lucy and I will be okay, but also there's probably a lot of people out there also thinking we'll be okay and maybe they can't find a place. Like Lucy and I haven't applied for any yet, we've just been looking.
Oh, it takes months. Even when I rented in Sydney, it took me 4 months of looking with a rental agent.
Oh God.
Before things were bad, but things are in the past 6 months since COVID kind of settled and restrictions ended. It's like, it's wild.
Wow.
So good luck.
Good luck to all. Yeah. Good luck to all. Hot Nights. Will that be Chad?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Looking for some hot nights, baby.
Oh, well, pretty excited for who's coming in next, but not that excited because in the way that you get excited to see your best friends, you go, that's nice, but
oh yeah,
regular programming.
Do you reckon? Just regular programming.
I actually see Adam at the gym every day, so.
Do you? Peek and Duck coming in, guys. Mm. Coming in to say hi, talk about their new tour. Love the boys. Lot of boys. But you see Adam at the gym every day.
Every day.
Looking very tanned as well out there. Look at you. Very tanned. Mm. All right, they're coming in next. Hot Nights with Abby Chad.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Best friends are here. Oh, best friends of the world.
What
are their names again?
Sando and Hydos.
Sando and Hydos.
Sando and Hydos. AKA Peking Duck.
Back in the hot seat. It's a pleasure.
Adam and Ruben.
Precious treasures.
You both look very beautiful and vivacious.
Hey, it's always
like school in summertime.
Like school in summertime.
You look like you, Adam, you'd be getting a tan. Ruben, though, you look been hiding with the kid maybe in the shade.
Yeah, exactly.
You've just had a baby.
Adam's always brown.
It's skinny boy summer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's my new skinny boy era. Nice. I've like entered it right now.
Okay.
Damn, I'm living vibes. It.
Good.
See, okay, like, I love it.
That used to protrude 10 times more than it does, so I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good. Are you Jimmy? You're sounding good. You're sounding good.
Well, look, it's just this kid, man. He just keeps me going.
You've been happier with the kid, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Reminding him, you've been happy with the kid.
Were you sad? Were you sad?
But remember, we said you've been happy.
He wasn't sad. You were like, that's the funny thing. Ruben is a very happy guy. You know him.
So happy.
He's bouncy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a jolly guy.
After you brought your beautiful son into this world, I feel like you're like a, it's like an expansion pack on Ruben. You know what I'm saying?
I've stopped giving a shit about like things that are unimportant. Like little things that used to make me mad don't make me mad anymore.
Like what?
Good question. Like Abby, like, you know, nah, I'm just kidding.
Stupid.
I'll tell you what grinds my gears. Abby Chatfield. Nah, honestly, it's just like random little things. Like the way I take something on, it's like, you know, maybe something would annoy me, like a car cutting me off. Now I'm just like, ah, you're right.
Ruben used to jump out of the car and give him a smack.
I feel like parents might be the opposite usually, where they're more stressed, so they're more on edge, but you've chilled out.
Yeah.
Yeah, weirdly.
How much are you doing with the kid?
How much of what?
How much are you doing?
How much are you doing?
$50 note.
Are you just doing the fun?
How much are you doing? Ruben has adopted a very like, old school is not the right word, but it's kind of reminiscent of like back in the day when parents would take their kids everywhere. Therefore, the kid is integrated into, you know, the real world. Then by the time they're old enough, they're like, I'm already in this.
Yeah, I've been living this.
I'm scared.
Yeah, that's true. He's been to a lot of music festivals already. And hey, he likes to party.
We're doing a DJ set before we know it.
I bet he likes to party.
Does he have his little headphones?
Yeah, he's got little earmuffs. Yeah.
Oh, bless him. Well, we'll hope you're going to your tour that's coming up soon, guys. Segue.
All right. Tour.
First tour in 4 years.
Yeah.
Of course, because of COVID. And you were in Los Angeles.
I was in Los Angeles. COVID.
In Los Angeles. Smoking cigarettes.
COVID in Los Angeles.
Honestly, that's why Skinny Boy era began, because like I can't afford my ginger nut bickies anymore, so I've just gotten real skinny.
Right. And so now you got a tour to get the money
tour
back.
Tour is going on, and I'm going to have a fridge stacked full of ginger nut bickies.
You can ask for bickies in the green room.
Dude, I haven't. Yeah, what's your thoughts on ginger nut bickies?
I like a ginger nut. Yeah. I mean, I'd say it's my fifth bickie. It's high. But
what's
it's
higher
not
than the ginger nut for you?
Ginger Monte Carlo, baby.
Really? Monte Carlo.
No, Monte is the winner. Do you remember Monte, the chocolate-coated little shortbread bickie?
Yeah,
that was nummy.
Oh, my days.
Out of the fridge, man.
Bickie chat.
Oh, man. Sorry. Anyway, we're going on tour.
It's going to be a new show. New music, it's going to be sick. We're going to announce support act soon, but it's almost sold out, so get your tickets now. Every show is pretty much sold out.
And we're hitting every nook and cranny in the damn country. We're going to, pass me that little sheet right there.
We are going
to Brisbane, Gold Coast, Hindley Street, Adelaide. We're also going to Sydney, Wollongong, Torquay, Warrnambool, Canberra, Albury, Melbourne, Gosford, Byron Bay, Townsville, Cairns, Airlie Beach, and a lot of other places.
Oh, so many fun places.
It's like every day in March.
Yeah.
Why is your tour lasting a short amount of time than my tour, but I have 5 shows? You guys are going to be so tired.
Get them out.
No, that's how we used to do it. We'd do like 6 shows across 3 months and then call it a tour, and it was like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Also, hang on, and then call it a tour.
Yeah, and then no less. Throw the word tour on it.
All right. Yeah, it's a tour.
Not suggesting that's what you've done.
No, I mean, I am touring a bit. I'm playing the N1.
You are.
I think I'm just going to do live music.
You're a sick guitarist, by the way. We were just listening to you riffing.
She was playing Hallelujah.
Don't get us started with this.
She can do the first 2 chords to Hallelujah.
Well, there you go.
Me at every kick-ons being an absolute menace. I was thinking if I have kick-ons at my place, I'm going to have to hide the guitar. Because if I'm drunk enough,
you wouldn't, though. You'd leave it in the corner and go, oh, that old thing. I don't know. And then you'd like set up with one of your mates.
I don't know.
Like, someone tune this thing. I'm about to
play. Yeah. I call both of you. I'm like, are you guys free? I don't know how to tune it.
I'm so drunk. I need to play this guitar. I need someone to tune it. Please.
I heard there was a secret chord.
This guy's naughty.
You are naughty. It's nice to have you guys back.
It was just lyrics to Hallelujah.
You're a kinky little nothing.
How's the podcast going, by the way?
Yeah. It's going good. Yeah, we were actually just sitting in this room.
I wish you guys were more talkers. You know, like you guys are a bit quiet for a podcast.
I know. We need to inject more information into the podcast. That's the feedback we've been getting from the big wigs.
Let's chat.
No, yeah, more information. less chat, more information. Funnel the information as opposed to just talk. Absolutely.
So what we've done is we've invited any top secret information. We're going to become like a WikiLeaks podcast.
Yeah.
Sick.
So now we expose. We're like whistleblowers.
Yeah, Put it behind a paywall so you can get that, get that $5 Patreon. A month subscription.
Yeah.
But now you can do an Apple. You can do an Apple thing.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
I'll help you guys out if you want. $5 a month.
But everyone listening to this should listen to the Peking Duck podcast if they want to hear some crazy things.
I feel like the best thing in the world would be hearing you two just talk shit.
We talked some
information.
Well, actually, we told some pretty rambunctious stories just before.
Really?
Do you know what's crazy? Our one of our best mates, his cousin just married Kanye. It's like, wow.
Oh, that really happened.
The architect.
You know that,
wow. You know that guy.
You know that guy?
And do we know the motivations behind it?
No, I haven't asked any questions. I'm not really into what's going on out of Kanye,
Kanye
right now.
Yeah.
So. But it's crazy just to think that, like, you know, it's that many degrees of separation.
Yeah. Small world, baby.
Small world, baby.
Small world, baby.
So how do we get tickets to the... Don't do that.
What, baby?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It's my ex-boyfriend. Every time he ducked me, he'd go...
Baby, you know I love you, baby.
Baby, I love you. Can't do it. And he'd like flip his... One time he jumped my balcony to break up with me, and I was like, what are you doing here then?
But then...
Jumped on it or jumped off it?
Jumped onto it, and then...
Baby.
Stood in the doorway and went, baby, I love you so much, but I just can't do it.
Holy dooly.
And then we have like 4 months together. Anyway, back to the...
tickets. Yeah, tickets.
Peking Duck are going on tour.
PekingDuck.com.
They're tasty tickets. Like hotcakes.
PekingDuck.com.
We will be giving tickets away at some point.
Yes.
We'll figure it out.
We got them. We're here. But
even if it's just on my Instagram, we'll
just
do
a bit of a tease.
We'll do something for our boys.
Tickets.
We'll do some.
Wait, hang on. But I'm really worried about some of the... Oh, no, mine's in April. Don't worry.
You'll be fine.
You can go to both, guys, if you need to.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Exactly. It's like a crossover promotion.
Come with Abby to ours and then come with us to hers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I have a bone to pick with...
Okay, we'll pick it.
Actually, both of you.
Got a bone to pick.
This will be good. What's that?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Got a bone to pick.
Ruben isn't involved, but now it's kind of mean that Ruben is involved. But I posted on my close friends about my tour. And I said, if any close friends want to come, let me know.
Oh, did you not say you wanted to go, Adam?
Adam said he didn't want to.
Oh, it's because I bought a ticket.
They're not for sale. You ticket.
I was waiting to buy a ticket. I was waiting.
And
that's showing support.
No, I said you on air. I was like, yeah, I'll come to Melbourne.
Well, I'm going to pick with you then.
Showing real support.
And Ruben, you should have gotten into the close friends somehow and told me you wanted to come see my show. It's fun.
That's real support, though. If you ask someone for guest list, that's not real support, right? You'd agree?
Wait, is this an Instagram story?
A close friends one.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Like, that's not a DM to a friend.
Yeah, but it was more of an open-ended. I've actually taken note of
that. That's assuming everyone's not only paying attention to Instagram, but they're paying attention just to yours.
But it's a close friends.
Yeah.
And most of them replied.
This is good.
Anyway, that's my beef.
Clearly, you know what?
I don't want you guys
hurt.
To come anyway because it's going to be a crazy show.
But
so
I'm
going
to buy a ticket and come to the show to support.
Okay, really
just
nice.
Add me to close friends already.
I can add you right now, Ruben. It's getting full. There are like 150 people on there.
You have 150 in your close friends.
It's just an old graveyard for crushes. It's, like 140 of them are just old crushes.
If there's 150
graveyard, so she can see who watches the stories.
Thanks to my joke back. I scroll through and I go, why are you on there? And I go, oh, I had to caution you for like 6 months.
Yeah.
True. Like, I'm like, why is this random barista from Brisbane on there? And I go,
the bean man.
And he's like, I'm assuming, we should hang out when you're. I go, no.
No.
Off the coast, friends. Anyway, Peking Duck Kid.
Adam and Ruben, thanks for hanging out.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So obviously, Abby, you hated my recommendation for The Watcher. And I'll be fair to you. Ever since I watched it, I haven't thought about it once. So it was maybe good for a moment.
It was so bad, if anyone's thinking of watching that show, don't. Watch something with substance, you know, watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, I had another recommendation for you last night. Another one. And it's actually, they're calling it HBO's greatest TV episode ever written and produced, filmed last night.
Well, that's a this big week's. Call.
I know, huge call. People are calling
F-Boy
it.
F-Boy Island is on HBO.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Must be
pretty good. And you said you'd go home, watch it, as long as I went home and watched 90 Day Fiancé the other way. And then you went downstairs to get grilled, and you're like, all right, heading home, watch some TV, can't wait.
Well,
okay.
Here's the thing. I said I'd watch an episode. Producer Kira told me that the first episode is 2 hours long.
Which is incorrect, by the way.
Well, whether or not it's correct.
It's 75 minutes. An hour and 15.
An hour and 20 minutes.
I checked this morning. You're absolutely
it's
wrong.
An hour and I looked at it as well. It's an hour and 20 minutes. It's not 120 minutes. Kira, can you give me my water, please?
I'm happy.
My throat is real. My voice is actually being lost.
Okay, all right. Okay. So,
Kira,
The Last of Us for
Kira,
you.
Kira, it's okay that you didn't the time.
It's an easy.
Because regardless, an hour and 20 minutes is too long, and so is 2 hours. Do you not think, Kira?
No comment.
All right.
Okay.
I need my water.
Bit sassy. Unbelievable.
I need my water. Love you.
For the best episode ever. On HBO.
But I have to watch the 2 episodes before it.
We said you didn't have to.
No, but I would like to. If I'm going to do it, I'm not doing it for work. I'm doing it for joy. So why would I want to just skip to the part that you guys want me to talk about on air? Why would I not watch an episode to start with and start it correctly and enjoy the process? I don't think that it'll have the same impact, me watching it solo rather than me understanding the build-up and to the crescendo.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And the thing is, I don't really have time to watch that much TV. So.
Okay.
I watch Real Housewives of Potomac. You know what I mean? I know what I'm getting into. I can clean while I'm doing it. I don't have to concentrate. I know that when Karen comes on the screen and she's choosing out her candles, I can go in and feed Walter. You know, I don't really need to concentrate that much.
To be fair,
the fight scenes.
To be fair, I started watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, that was my recommendation. And the thing is, mine is actually valuable.
Well, I started watching it and I thought, actually, you know what? I'm going to text. No, let me finish. I'm going to text Abby. And be like, just double check she's actually watched it because then I can put myself through this. And you went, no, I didn't watch it. So I just turned it off because this lady was talking about going to India and I was like, I can't be bothered.
Jenny and Sumit.
I was like, I can't be bothered. And she just looked, it was just like.
No, babe.
I just was like, babe. I felt so bad because I was like, I've given Abby such a great recommendation of a TV show and I have to listen to Jenny talk about wanting to go to India.
Sorry, Jenny and Sumit are one of the greatest love stories of all time. They met online.
Yeah, I get it.
No, let me explain. Then online, on Facebook, he told her his name was Michael Jones and that he was an English model. They fell in love via DMs.
Yeah.
He then called her and said, my name isn't Michael Jones and I don't live in London.
It's Sumit.
And I'm not a model. It's Sumit and I live in India. Jenny goes, I still love you, Sumit. She goes and lives in India. She becomes part of the Indian culture. But she's about 27 years older than Sumit. Mm. Sumit's parents can't stand this. They spend years. 4 seasons are still there. Almost getting married. Sumit lies about having another wife at one point. Sorry for the spoilers. We find out the reason why he hasn't married Jenny is because he has another wife who then he divorces and then his family beat him up and kidnap him. Babe.
Maybe you,
as
you
though
know what?
This isn't the best bit of television you've ever seen in your entire life.
No, it's not.
As though Jenny and Sumit.
It's not because I watched The Last of Us. Like literally. It's actually not the best because I watched The Last of Us.
But when would I have time to watch this new television?
Maybe you don't have time. And you know what? Maybe you and I just like different things. Maybe that's okay.
No, but I'm sure. But Kira's also. Everyone's talking about it. It is true. Kira's loving it. Max's loving it. You're loving it.
Even Justin
Hill
downstairs was like, you have to watch it. You're like, oh, well.
And Entertainment Reporter. He obviously watches a lot of stuff and he's very involved in media and he would know. Totally. But I'm just saying. Also, the issue is this. When I'm told I have to watch something for my job, which is all the time, don't want to do it.
Well, then, I think you're missing out, but you don't have to.
Maybe I'll watch it when I have time off. I've got a weekend off in like July.
Okay.
So maybe I'll watch it.
Well, maybe
it then.
the whole season will be done by then, probably. Watch the whole season.
It's like me with Game of Thrones. I thought it didn't work out, did it? Because I was like, I'll wait till it's all done. I'm too busy. Yeah, they're like 4.5 hour long episodes, very drawn out. And then I was like, I watched it one time, and I thought, and what you do is you start and you go, oh my God, I've got like 400 hours of watching here. No thanks. Back to Real Housewives I go. You know?
Yeah, I know. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty. After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Wow, something tragic and naughty has happened.
Oh, tragic
and
naughty.
And it isn't my
naughty.
Sex life. Sorry, my voice is going, can you do it loud? That's what I needed, baby.
You got it. You got it.
This museum in the UK, an educational museum called the Vagina Museum.
Oh.
Is looking for a new home because they've been kicked out of their location.
Right.
Now, I'm sure anyone would take in a vagina museum, so I'm not too worried about them. But just suddenly they've been told they can't have their tenancy anymore.
Oh.
And it just really upsets me. You know, they've got...
Talk about it.
It's dedicated to vaginas, vulvas, and, you know, other anatomy of the sort.
Oh, yes.
You know, they have information about periods, whatever. You know, I don't need to go there. Maybe someone without a vulva needs to go there. Though it could be interesting for someone with one. I mean, look, it's just sad because the Pissoir Museum, where's it going to go, Rowan?
Well, I mean, like you said, I reckon someone will be like, you know what? You can have a home here. But it is a shame. Why would you kick out the Vagina Museum?
Well.
Oh, okay.
Been a penis museum.
Oh, here we go.
Since 1997.
Here we go.
They're still up and running. I've never had to move twice. But I don't really care. Why is the penis museum free-flowing? And...
I don't know if you can say that. I don't know if you can say the penis museum's free-flowing.
The vagina museum, the Pissoir Museum, is plugged up.
Plugged up?
Mm.
That's true. So that's definitely one way to put it.
I always think of that South Park episode where they're talking about periods and they have a brand called like Cotton Plug or something.
I think I remember. Is it the boys?
Kenny.
Boys get the period. They just scratch themselves.
Because they go and dance with the girls in the woods and they have like a girls' night or something.
That's right. They're like, then they talk about gratitude and
yeah.
what they're grateful for.
And I always think about that when I put a tampon in.
What? Think about South Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one? Kenny? Cartman? Probably.
No, not about, no, about that scene where they call them like cotton plugs or something. What do they call them, Max? Look it up while I'm talking about penises. So this penis museum is just fascinated with the penis. And they have beautiful, well, not beautiful, really. They have all these different types of whale penises.
Yep.
Which are very interesting.
Okay.
Which look more like tentacles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they do, don't they?
They have the national handball team's penises created.
That's off. It's a bit weird.
In like a silver mold. And I'm not going to lie.
What? Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
There's something in handball.
Hands on the ball?
I mean, all of them are huge. All of them.
They're all just steel, mate.
God, I'm going to change my Bumble profile to say interested in handball.
Hot Nights. With Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield. Finished up. For Wednesday, hub day finished. Song.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. To you and you and you.
And stop singing that because my voice is going to completely go.
Maybe we'll see Post Malone tomorrow. Maybe it's a whole stitch up. You never know. You never know.
Honestly, if he rocked up, I'm going to say, you're not wanted. I can't play the song, mate. We all know I can't play the song.
Give him a high five and a hello.
I go, nice to meet you. Do you want a Bud Light?
And I go, hey, listen, you know what Abby's been doing for the last 3 months? Anyway, all right. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-